For A-State Connections, I'm Jonathan Reeves. A new public outreach initiative at Arkansas State University is open. The center derives its name from the theme, Helping Our Wolves Learn, or HOWL. The College of Education and Behavioral Science is home of the center, which involves the school psychology program in partnership with the mental health counseling and special education programs that are offered. The center is being established to provide quality services to the community while providing training opportunities to A-State students in mental health counseling, school psychology, and special education. Telling us more about the center is Dr. Lacey Overly. Overly is assistant professor of counseling at Arkansas State and is coordinator of the Play Therapy Certificate Program. In this interview, she tells more about the center.
It is a collaboration between the counseling program, the clinical mental health counseling program, play therapy program, school psychology program, and special education program, where we are going to be providing services for our community. The school psychology and special ed programs are going to be working a lot with your K-12 students in the community who may need services. They'll do assessments and academic interventions and behavioral interventions to help them succeed and help them develop necessary skills that they may need to succeed in academics and in school and be able to graduate and hopefully become A-State Red Wolves. And then on the counseling side, we will be providing play therapy services for children in the communities and children of faculty and staff. And then we will be working with parents, providing parenting through training, teaching skills, building relationships and stuff like that with their children through child-parent relationship therapy. And then we will also be providing individual and group counseling for adults in the community and couples and family counseling for adults in the community.
Wow. So how did the idea for this come about, please?
Yeah. It's always been something that's been tossed around a lot amongst the counseling faculty and school psych faculty. And then Dr. Kristen Johnson has really taken charge with this and got excited and approached all of us, approached Dr. Kimberly Davis in the special ed department, myself, and Dr. Asher Pimpleton Gray in the counseling department, and Dr. Megan Medley in school psych to ask if we would want to get on board with this and open up a clinic that really did some wraparound services for our community. And it's a good place for our students to be training out of. So we will be supervising our students and the faculty will be supervising them while the students are actually getting hands-on experience of what we're teaching them. And so she approached us about doing this. And this summer we just hit the ground running and really been a team effort in creating the policy manuals and getting going and open house. And a lot of that's been with the help of Dr. John Hall and our chair, Dr. Chris Biondaleo, and Dr. Mary Jane Bradley, our dean. And so there's been a lot of people who've really been kind of helping support us and get us going in the right direction on this.
Dr. Lacey Overly joining me here on A-State Connections on KASU. Why is this needed?
That's a good question. There are a lot of people out there who need services, and there are counseling services out there. There are school psychologists out there who practice in the field, and but there's more people than there are people to help. So we know that there's a need. We've been informed of the need in our community, and on top of that, our students want that experience, that additional experience besides just what they can get out in the field. They would like this as another avenue. And we will be doing sliding scale, which is beneficial for people, especially if they don't have insurance, where they can still get services on a sliding scale based off of income.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So tell us about how this will help students who are in kindergarten through 12th grade, if you don't mind, please.
Okay. It'll help in a number of ways. It'll help those who are struggling in school. That will be more the the school psychology and special education program, they will be able to help assess exactly what it is that they're struggling with and what may be an obstacle for them that they may be needing to overcome. And then they actually are going to be working with them to develop the skills and the necessary things that will allow them to be able to move forward so that they can succeed and graduate and be successful as adults. And on the counseling side, what we're getting to do is help them with more of that emotional side that they're struggling with. So we see some crossover definitely happening where they may have a student come in who's really struggling and they're helping them with their skills and their academic side. But they're seeing that there's this emotional component that they're dealing with, some adversity that they're experiencing maybe at home or just if they're whatever it could be. There could be a lot of different things in school or just in their day-to-day interactions where they may refer to us to go beyond what they're doing and to work with the emotional side. So that's where you see the K through 12 students.
Mm-hmm. And how will Service Center work with area school districts to be able to provide these things?
So we will actually be reaching out to the different school districts and letting them know that we're available, that if they need a referral source, we're there for them. We also do hope to, in the future, have trainings, professional development for teachers and school personnel, different people in the communities that actually work with children and different populations that would need these services.
Right. And Dr. Lacey Overly joining me here on KASU on A-State Connections. And so if you have people who are coming in, students who are coming in for the services, will they be able to come in? Like, how often can they come in to be able to receive the help?
It will depend on a case-by-case basis. So it depends on what specific services that they need. How often they need them will determine how often they come in. We will take phone calls. We'll take referrals from the community. Direct, like if they see our name or our number and like, hey, I want to go there. Like, I think I could use some help. They can call us up. We'll do an intake and then we will set them up with the correct, the most appropriate intervention and clinician that they need. And then we kind of go from there to assess how often they would need to come and for how long.
Okay. And so where is this center located at?
It's in the College of Education on the first floor. Right when you come in the front doors, it's immediately to your left. We have clinic space down there that we'll be using.
And so this sounds like a great benefit for the community. How will it benefit Arkansas State University?
I think, one, it bridges the gap between the community and the university. It's to bring the two together. We are training our students to be out there working in the community, so what better way than to bring the community into the university and us work together while they're still students. So our students are prepared. And then also, like I said, if we're helping these students who are in K-12, it'd be great to then see them become Red Wolves themselves and join our student body.
It's just one of those things, another way that Arkansas State's making those connections.
Yes.
Into the community.
Yes.
And so you all, I know, have been really, really excited about this. Mm-hmm. So you mentioned earlier about some of the people that are going to be involved. Kind of how many students do you think about maybe will be involved in this and faculty, you know, kind of getting in, you know, working in this center, please?
So right now we have about 20 students that are on board across the different programs that will be coming in doing their practicum and internship through there. And then faculty, we have 6 faculty. So that will be Dr. Blake Sandusky. He is specializes in couples and family therapy. Dr. Pimpleton Gray, who will be working with supervision of students with individual and group therapy. I'll be working with the play therapy. Dr. Megan Medley with the school psychology, Dr. Kristen Johnson with the school psychology, and then Dr. Kim Davis, who is with the special education.
Fantastic. And what are the hours for this center, do you know?
For right now, the counseling side will start in spring. Our students are still being trained right now, so they'll be ready to start in spring. So school psychology and special ed will be starting to provide their services on Tuesdays from starting at 2. And I believe it's 2 to 7 is when they'll start providing their services on those Tuesdays. Once the counseling is up and going and we're have more clientele. A lot of that's going to also depend on the number of clientele that we have. We're looking at from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m.
It's just, this sounds like super exciting to be able to have this.
It's very exciting. Our students are thrilled. And we were actually overwhelmed with the number of students who showed interest and were like, hey, what can I do? I want to be involved in this. So it's very exciting.
That's a good problem to have.
It is a very good problem to have.
Well, and I think it's also one of those things, you know, where students, you know, that they have the classwork that they see all the time and that, but they actually get a chance to, you know, kind of put it in action. I imagine that would definitely help in the teaching part of that as well.
Yes, it's a great opportunity for them to be hands-on. And then I know they're also just excited to get to work with us in that capacity with the faculty. And just it's a very unique type of situation. It's not like a typical agency where they may be going out and having to do billing and filing insurance and all that kind of stuff. Or it's not directly in the school setting. It's a unique clinic setting it's a different opportunity that they get to see because there's so many different ways to be able to provide these services. There's a lot of different avenues in which they can do it, and this is just one more way that they get to do it. So they're really excited about that. And then we're just super excited to get to provide these services to the community. We will also be doing research with some of the information that we get out there to better inform us, better inform our students, and hopefully better inform the community too.
And that's Dr. Lacey Overly on KASU's A-State Connections. For KASU, I'm Jonathan Reeves.